You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello there. I'm Ella Vodrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And this week, the Showtime Spotlight is falling on the music and indeed the world of Disney. Because it's really ended up being a surprisingly Disney-heavy week. And I wanted to let you know how you could get involved and how you yourself can catch a variety of fabulous Disney-themed performances at home. So we start with a celebration of Disney musicals on Broadway, which you can watch right now over on YouTube. Last November, a charity concert was held to raise money for Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS, two very important charities in the Broadway community. And the concert celebrated the 25th anniversary of Disney musicals on Broadway. Beauty and the Beast was the first. It opened back in 1984. And obviously Disney have been responsible for some of the biggest musical theatre hits since then. Things like The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, Newsies, Frozen, Aladdin. The list just goes on and on. And this concert celebrated all of that, bringing together the biggest names in the business. People like Sierra Bogues, who you'll have seen as Christine if you watched the 25th anniversary production of Phantom last week. Gavin Creel and Marisha Wallace from Waitress. Showtime favourite Christian Ball. Aladdin's original Broadway genie, James Monroe Iglehart. Aida's Adam Pascal and Sherry Renee Scott, people like Mandy Gonzalez, Krista Rodriguez, Cara Lindsay, Norm Lewis. It really was the creme de la creme of Broadway there performing at this concert to celebrate 25 years of Disney musicals. And the good news is that you can now watch it for yourself. The concert was filmed last year and it premiered on YouTube on Friday evening, hosted being in inverted commas, hosted by the current Prince Hans in Broadway's Frozen, Ryan McCartan, Mr. Freeze Your Brain himself, from Heathers, not Frozen, though I guess it still works. And he hosts the evening, sort of by switching back and forth between songs from the night and live video interviews with some of the performers involved in the concert. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, the YouTube video is like 3 hours long. There's a lot of talking involved, most of which I kind of just skipped over when I was watching it myself. But you're never going to get the chance to see these amazing people perform these amazing songs. Stuff like Aladdin and Mary Poppins and Aida and Little Mermaid and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. There's even a reunion of Newsies to perform King of New York. I mean, really, it's pretty much just a celebration of Alan Menken's writing prowess. But, you know, he's responsible for so many classics from that Disney Renaissance period in the 1990s. Plus, actually, on that note, it was really nice to see so much from Hercules. It's always been one of my favourite Disney films, just for Alan Menken's music, really. And technically, it hasn't ever been on Broadway yet. But you might know they did a musical version of Hercules at a theatre in Central Park last summer. And Alan Menken confirmed at the end of March this year that it will be coming to Broadway at some point. So, you know, I'm just very happy about that. It's very good news. But if any of that sounds like your cup of tea, then the 25th anniversary concert is available on YouTube until next Saturday, the 25th of April. So make sure you give it a watch. I'll put the link in the post so you can go straight over and find it. Nice and easy. So that's the first of three Disney things that I wanted to talk about. The second is a bit closer to home and, should we say, a bit less fancy. If you know me at all in real life, not just from radio stuff, you will almost certainly know that I am obsessed, and I really mean obsessed, with a band called Felix Hagen and the Family. I guess the easiest way to describe their musical style would be like if you cross glam rock with musical theatre. Just know that they are quintessentially Ella, and I love them more than anything. But what's that got to do with Disney, I hear you ask? Well, the lead singer, Felix Hagen, is a very talented musical man, and for the past few weeks, he's been broadcasting a live concert on Facebook every Friday evening at 7. He started off with an evening of his own band's music, then he did a night at the theatre, all about show tunes, then there was a requests evening, and the Friday just gone, he happened to do a Disney night where he played through some of his favourite songs. And for the record, they are all brilliant concerts and you should definitely watch them all. The Night at the Theatre one is particularly good. I really enjoy his poignant rewrite of the dialogue between Elphaba and Glinda in Defying Gravity when he does that. But fortuitously, this last Disney one happened to coincide with the aforementioned Disney concert on Broadway. So I thought I would mention it tonight, just in case it was something you found interesting. Again, I will put the link to that in the post if you want to give it a watch. Obviously, it's great if you love Disney songs, but I mean, I feel like just getting to listen to Felix Hagen is enough of a treat in and of itself. But then, last but by no means least, if the concerts I've mentioned so far have whetted your appetite and you really want to go out and embrace all things Disney, and for this one you don't mind spending a little bit of money, then it is worthwhile mentioning Disney Plus. It's something that's been on the radar for a little while now. It's kind of like Netflix, but just for Disney stuff, if you're not familiar. And I've managed to put off getting it so far. I mean, I'm only one person, and depending on how lockdown keeps going, I think we all know that I'll eventually cave. I think mainly because, well, like, people are going on and on about how they've got Disney Plus and they're using it to binge watch all the Marvel films and all of Star Wars or whatever. And I just think it's such a waste when you've got the Tangled TV series right there. Like, no, I'm sorry. It has absolutely the best music, again, by Alan Menken. And rest assured that if and when I do crack and end up getting Disney Plus, it's just going to be for the Tangled TV series. I need to watch it in full. The fabulous songs on YouTube are just not enough for me anymore. I need the full thing. It's so good. Also, the filmed version of Newsies, that's got to be on the list too. I think just know that if you have Disney Plus already and you haven't used it to watch any musical stuff yet, you are absolutely wasting your time and I am very disappointed in you. Why would you go for Marvel over musicals? I mean, that's really the Showtime tagline, isn't it? But hopefully the things I've mentioned here will help you A, get your Disney musicals fix, but also B, keep you nicely entertained until next Sunday when I'll be back with another Spotlight On episode. It may very well be on Les Mis. It was announced today, like literally 5 minutes before I started recording this, that they're making the All-Star Cast concert available to buy online as of Monday. So if that interests you, definitely check it out. But we'll see what else happens over the course of the week. Surprisingly, it's become a very, very busy time for musical theatre. So who knows what we'll be talking about next weekend. What I do know is that I will be back next Sunday at 6 with another Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.